from the world can't wait. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good morning. Happy to see you. Let's start with just giving. I know you and other folks from World Can't Wait have been on KPFK like lots in previous weeks because of the event that y'all did recently and also upcoming stuff. So can you just give us an update how it was November 2nd went and like the aftermath? Particularly, I'm really interested in how things panned out with the young people who were harshly reprimanded by superiors in their local high schools and stuff who chose to exercise their right to walk out on that day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what we've realized across the country is that November 2nd was a tremendous beginning and a very real beginning of a movement to drive out the Bush regime, you know, and that really tapped the sentiments of millions of people. And, you know, you look at what's going on right now, and, you know, on that day, there were all these high school students in particular across the country that participated in walkouts and became leaders of this movement. And just, you know, just like you're saying, there were these outrageous attacks that came down from administrators here. And so one of the major fronts of this struggle and whether or not this movement's going to be able to surge forward and reach out to the millions who want to see this regime gone is this question of, you know, people actually stepping out and defending the rights of these students to fight for their future. One important aspect of how we're taking that up here in Los Angeles is in light of the fact that students have been put on house arrest, who were assaulted by campus police, you know, students threatened and actually had carried out expulsions and suspensions. We actually have a petition that we're circulating very broadly. We want to encourage, you know, people throughout LA and across the country, in fact, to, you know, make a call for these students to be able to continue, you know, fighting for what's right for the future. And so that's something that we have available on our website here locally in Los Angeles, and people can access that via the national website.
What's the address?
At worldcantwait.org. So, you know, November 2nd was very significant because beyond the students, whole swaths of society stepped forward and said, this speaks to what's needed. And you look at, you know, from then till now, you have the things that have come out in terms of the spying, you know, that Bush has been carrying out. And, you know, John Dean, author of the book Worse Than Watergate, has said that this is the first time a U.S. president has openly admitted to carrying out impeachable offenses, crimes. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we all knew he lied about the weapons of mass destruction. You know, we all know that this war has been waged on lies. There's the secret torture camps in mm-hmm. Eastern Europe and the not-so-secret ones in Iraq and Guantanamo Bay. Mm-hmm. I mean, all this is out there, and, you know, this just further underscores the need for a movement that is independently saying, Bush, step down and take your program with you. And we're going to be raising precisely that demand this coming January 31st in the new year, which is a Tuesday. That's when Bush is going to give his State of the Union address. And we don't have to see the script to know what it is he's going to be putting forward, you know.
Whack.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, more plans for war and carrying out repression here mm-hmm. at home. You know, the whole theocratic thrust of what they're doing. Like, people have probably heard about this professor in Kansas who wanted to teach a class, a religious studies professor, head of the department. He wanted to teach a class kind of debunking some of the intelligent design and creationist kind of teachings that are being, you know, rushed into science classes around the country. And he was physically assaulted by these kind of, you know, Christian fundamentalist foot soldiers that are out there, who is kind of, you know, Bush's social base and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he actually had to resign from his post, you know, because he proposed, simply for proposing, teaching a class that would scientifically assess, you know, what is this intelligent design really come from? You know, and this is a battle that's raging all across the country, and people are right to be fearful of the direction and everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, what's urgently called for and on the 31st for the State of the Union. Everybody get down at 5 p.m. to Hollywood and Highland. At 6 o'clock, when he steps up to give his State of the Union address, we're going to bring the noise, not just here in L.A., but across the country, in a cacophony of sound. From gay men's choirs to mariachis to, you know what I mean? All these sections of society that are actually agonizing over what, you know, what our future is going to look like.
Right.
We're saying right now, drown out the State of the Union with the demand, Bush step down.
What time? Where?
This is, again, gathering at 5 p.m., Hollywood and Highland, and then, you know, gaining forces, and then at 6 p.m., bring the noise, Bush step down. And take your whole program with you.
Bring your noisemakers.
Save all your noisemakers from New Year's parties and all that, you know. And I want to emphasize too that, you know, while we have a specific, you know, event that we're building towards, this is our next big step. This is a movement that's going to move well beyond that. And you know that right now we recently ran a full page ad in the New York Times.
Right, congratulations.
Yeah, and that had a real effect. Bill O'Reilly that same night had New York Democratic Senator Tom Duane on the show. He was attacking him for signing on to this, and that's a sign of something good that we're
for sure, yeah.
You know, that we're getting in the craw of these, you know, openly.
Did O'Reilly say the world can't wait?
Oh yeah, no, this was.
Wow.
I mean, you know, he
so
put
lucky.
Up a picture of the ad. He, you know.
That's cool.
And we need to do a lot more. We want to run an ad in the LA Times.
For
and
sure.
Think of the impact that would have.
Infiltrate.
You know.
Yeah.
So people, you know, what I'm stressing is, yes, we're doing something on January 31st, but in order for that to be what it needs to be, we need the thousands and you know, in turn millions to step forward and take this up.
For sure. We're in L.A. Millions, billions.
Exactly.
Tony, how can people get in touch with you here in L.A., especially like young people who want to get involved in local work?
Yeah, well, again, people, we have a local office here on Western and Santa Monica that we're turning into a vibrant center of organizing for driving out the Bush regime. They could reach us at 323-462-4771, and literally every day there's new stuff that's on our website, the national website, worldcantwait.org. Today's reason to drive out the Bush regime. You can't miss it right on the homepage, and that's kind of fuel for how important, you know, this movement is and why everybody's got to get in on this.
And you promise you'll come back next time before this next event, before the 31st, with a herd of young people. Tony?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You heard it here. So in 06, it'll be Tony and a bunch of young people from the World Can't Wait right here in L.A. to drive out the Bush regime right here on the Morning Review. Folks, that you can hear it. That's going to do it for today's show. And this is the last show of 2005. But I'll for sure be back in 06 to bring it. I'd like to thank all the guests this morning, Deborah Koffler, Chris.